Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, eyes are turning toward New York City, the primary tomorrow, and quite a bit is on the line as we see crime taking the top of the list of issues concerned by New Yorkers, and Eric Adams, the front runner right now. And just last week on Thursday, we saw a video of a shooting in broad daylight where a man with a gun was chasing after another man who ran into two kids, and they all fell as gunmen ran close to the victim and shot him in the back and then in the legs. The kids were okay. The victim apparently survived. And over the weekend, one of the volunteers for Eric Adams was stabbed in the Bronx. So the issue of public safety among New Yorkers has increased. And this primary could well be a referendum on that.
Well, I think so. Look, people don't want crime. It involves their personal safety, and personal safety rises to the top of the list. We all know that. And that puts Adams, the former police captain, ahead of the group as a Brooklyn politician and a guy who has been preparing himself for this as a borough president. The move up to mayor is not unheard of and could well be what happens here. So ranked choice voting is now the new methodology for electing a mayor. And so what happens in ranked choice voting is everybody gets voted on, and if somebody, like in musical chairs when you were a kid, doesn't get enough votes to be kept into the top five, that person is eliminated. So as I say, remember going around in that circle waiting to sit in that chair, and if the chair disappears, you're done. Well, ranked choice voting now takes a whole different way of looking at how an election is conducted. And so now you see people teaming up and saying, if you vote for me and vote for her, I can be elected. And they go around and they work together. So Adams is now the front man, but some of the others are saying that this is a time that they really do have to get together and figure out how to double team Adams. And that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I read that profile of Adams in the New York Times over the weekend, Alan, that he was a police officer, of course, but he wasn't well liked in the police department because he shook things up and he demanded things. He wanted more black officers, for example. He wanted more equitable treatment when it came to policing. And he's also touting a tough line here, but it's worth remembering that he was working against some of the things in the system that a lot of people are upset about.
Well, let's remember, he is, of course, black, and that is both a disadvantage and an advantage. You know, as a former police officer, as a captain, he got a lot of creds for trying to bring those reforms to the police department. So there will be those people who don't like the idea of a police officer being the mayor. On the other hand, at a time like this, when people are being shot in the streets and kids are getting in the way of bullets, believe me, that rises to the top of the concerns list on the part of potential voters. You better believe that if anything was happening right now that could help Adams, it is the fact that there is so much crime in the city of New York.
Let's talk infrastructure for a moment. The AP story this morning, Biden and Congress face a summer grind to create legislation. Today, they will launch a fresh week of new talks, but here's the key line. Biden is also keeping his options open for a Democrats-only approach. What would that look like?
Well, as we know, the Republicans come from the land of no. They're saying no to everything, including infrastructure reform. It's quite clear to understand why. Donald Trump says he's running for president again, and Donald Trump doesn't want anything happening that will give creds to Joe Biden. And Biden has troubles. I mean, we're undergoing an inflation surge. There are all kinds of indications that some of the economic news is quite bad. So the Republicans are going to stay in the land of no. They're not going to give any creds at all to a Biden push, even if it would help so many Americans. So there we are.
The Republicans' attempts, Alan, to whitewash the January 6th riot at the Capitol. First, it was tourists.
Sure.
They were just tourists. Then it was Antifa, you know, dressed up to look like the right. And then we hear, no, now it's the FBI.
Well, sure. Look, we all knew that Trump was a lying liar. His followers are lying liars, too. So what they do is they make stuff up. As you say, it wasn't Antifa. It wasn't anything but a group of Trumpites who were incentivized to go to the Capitol by this president. We have him on tape doing it. He says he's going with them, although he didn't. So to make this stuff up is just extraordinarily grotesque. But that's what they do. They lie. When you look at all the dictatorships in history, they're based on lies. You look at Hitler, you look at Mussolini, they were liars. And these folks are liars also. We know how this riot happened, but instead of staying with the truth, they continue to lie and to hope that the lie will carry. Remember that 73 million people voted for Donald Trump. That's a lot of people. 8 million more voted for Biden. But of course, they lie about that, too.
Well, and I heard an analysis on CNN over the weekend, Alan, that suggested that part of the reason Trump keeps this idea that he's going to run again and claiming to be the head of the Republican Party to go after lawmakers he doesn't like, he'll primary them, but that one of the things that's going on is he also is worried and perhaps even preparing for a possible indictment.
Well, that may happen, of course. One of the reasons he was so desperate to be president again was that he had all kinds of protections, which in my mind he didn't deserve because I believe no person is above the law. So he lost, and now he faces the possibility of indictment. You know, before any indictment happens, I want to see a thorough investigation of who Donald Trump gave money to. Whether anybody in law enforcement, whether anybody in the prosecution side got money, because we all heard that when Trump wasn't president anymore, indictments would be forthcoming and grand juries would be meeting. And yet, we're seeing very, very little. So some dark music is playing in the background here, as far as I'm concerned.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. No dark music with us, folks. Stick around.
You bet.